Okay, everybody, I'm gonna talk about Black Adam, and I'm just gonna be honest, I'm gonna rant about it. I don't like doing rants, but I have to make an exception to this, I'm sorry. When I heard Rock playing Black Adam, I was like iffy about it, and then I saw the trailers, I was like, okay, maybe he might prove me wrong in this one. It's just, when you see the movie, you can tell The Rock has more power in it. Like, he probably like a co-director in it or something, because this movie was, to me, for a $200 million movie, what I heard about, I feel like it was cheaply done. And that's bullshit. And I feel like, to me, Black Adam should have never been a solo movie anyway. I'm going to tell you more than I saw this DC anime short years ago, I think it was called Superman and Shazam. When Black Adam was going after the kid and Superman had to protect him. It was a DC anime short. To me, this could have been a movie. Black Adam, they're going to save him for Shazam Part 3. As a finale villain for Shazam, the great trilogy. I feel like The Rock did look like Black Adam, could play Black Adam. I just felt like he should not be an anti-hero. He's a villain. What I know for Black Adam, what I know from my personal experience, he's a villain. And the mother and son in this movie, the son is annoying as F. The mother was a good actress. The woman that played the mother to the kid, good actress. But annoying. The son annoys me in this fucking movie. And the mother's son in Ghost Rider, Spirits of Vengeance, remember that movie? People shit on that movie, but I actually liked the movie. I thought the movie was good in my opinion. I like both Ghost Rider movies, I'm gonna say it, with Nicolas Cage. But the mother's son, the mother has to protect her kid. The way the chemistry works in that movie, Ghost Rider, Spirits of Vengeance, works really well. That was a really good movie with that chemistry style too, also. How come, if the son wasn't annoying, I believe the chemistry could have worked, you know? And the plot, the story is just, like, fucked up, you know? I don't remember anything about the kid being, like, in the prequel, the origin, excuse me, of Black Adam in this movie, that the son had the power, and the son passed it to his father, played by Dwayne Rock Johnson, who will be now later on known as Black Adam. Let's put it like that, it's Black Adam, which is kind of stupid to me, you know. And the main villain in this movie, shitty looking, man. The demon is like the main villain in this movie, like the guy that was like the last descendant of the kin that took over the Black Adam's land where he lived at a long time ago. He's like the main villain, but once he puts on the crown, you know, like demon, you know, like he gets powers or whatever. It was uninspiring, man. I didn't give a fuck about it. As for the Justice Society, with Dr. Fate leading them, to me, the best actors in that group was Pierce Brosnan, of course, and the guy that played Hawkman. But Pierce Brosnan plays Dr. Fate. Spoiler. Let's just say he's not going to be there no more towards the end of the fight with the demon, which I feel was a disrespect to the Dr. Fate character, who was the inspiration for Marvel's copying Dr. Fate and making it in their Marvel Universe Doctor Strange, of course, you know. So it's like total disrespect of the Dr. Fate character, man. And then the finale, I mean, the ending was stupid. It was cheesy as fuck. I give credit for the credit scene with Superman coming back. Thanks to Dwayne Rock Johnson, I'll give him credit for that. I mean, if they put Superman in halfway at the end of the movie, find Black Adam, that would have made better sense, though. I would let that shit slide. I would have let this movie slide with that. But, nah, man. Just the whole movie is just stupid, man. It's just weak. It's just horrible. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. It's a horrible movie. But, of course, I'm going to tell you to go see it. It's a comic book movie. If you're a fan or non-fan, I mean, whatever, wrestling fan, go see it. But then, I'm going to be honest, man. I'm warning you. It sucks. I said wait for cable. Wait for streaming. You know, do not spend so much money on this movie for $20. It's not even worth it. Anyway, over and out.